T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Have you gone to see Star Is Born yet?
I have not. You and I were supposed to go see that movie.
You weren't really serious. Would you go with me?
I like Bradley Cooper, and I heard he did a great job. I heard the movie's good.
I see that, and yeah. I'm serious about seeing it, but I just don't think you're comfortable enough to go to a movie theater with just me.
You're right. Two dudes that are romantic. Nothing wrong with that.
You know, the last time I went to a movie, it's really weird. I went to a movie with my buddy Rob. We went and saw, this is a really weird movie to go see, like two dudes
at a movie.
We went and saw Passion of the Christ.
I don't know how to feel about
it. It was weird.
It's not a date. Was that a date movie?
So it's one of those things, right?
So
it's
you, like, and Rob.
Yeah,
like,
well, I mean, my wife didn't want to go. She's like, this doesn't seem like a movie that we would go, like, let's go out and watch Jesus get flogged to death.
Like, super realistic.
Yeah, and it was super. Did you ever see it?
I saw parts. I never saw the whole thing.
Sitting through a movie in a movie theater was, it was really hard.
Did you have that buffer seat between you and Rob, or you guys did what?
See, you are so weird, dude.
I'm not. You're supposed to have that buffer seat.
So if you came over to my house, could you sit on the same couch as me?
No, I'll do the chair. You can have the love seat, and I'll do, because you always want to sit in that on your love seat. So I'll just go over to the chair, or I'll sit on the arm.
Who hurt you?
Nobody.
What's wrong with you? Like, we can't go see a movie together.
Well, yeah, separately, though. We can pretend we know each other. Okay. We have to buy.
I'm not even going to be able to get to the thing we're talking about with Star Is Born.
That's right.
Because you're so weird about.
I'll go with you. Just, we have to have that seat buffer.
You know, there are recliners now, and they have the big, wide. Like,
yes.
It's practically.
Boom. We're going to that theater.
They almost all theaters have that.
Thank goodness. We're going to those theaters.
Okay. Well, anyway, I still want to see Star Is Born.
Nice. I heard it's really good.
I don't think I could get my wife to go. I just don't. She doesn't like.
Is it a romantic? It's a comedy. It's a romance.
She doesn't like commercial stuff.
Oh, she likes, you know, indie, I mean? Or
which is kind of funny because she loves One Direction. And I'm like,
I was going to say.
Hypocrite.
I know.
This is an argument we get in all the time. I'm like, how can you say, I think commercial movies are stupid, but then you like bubblegum rock?
Yeah, she loves bubblegum.
Somehow it makes sense in her head. So,
by the way, you two are sitting separate in that theater if you guys.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, when I go to a movie with a person of the opposite sex, I definitely get a buffer seat. You're because, so weird.
Because you know, because she's going to be like constantly reminding you.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
This
you can't
do it.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think she'd like A Star Is Born. Because
so
Bradley Cooper's too hot. By the way, her sister. Okay. I am just all over the map.
Your wife's sister?
Entirely cold medicine talking. My wife's sister thinks my son looks like Bradley Cooper. He kind of does. My son is handsome as hell.
I'm
afraid he's going to grow up like Bradley Cooper and just. Yeah.
No, don't be afraid.
Not struggle.
Embrace.
No.
Yes.
I don't like that he is going to be the hot guy in high school. That's going to bug me.
Why?
Because I was a band nerd, and it's not fair that he just did like.
Oh, so he surpasses the old man. Old man couldn't get any play because he was. But the son, who looks like Bradley Cooper, he's going to be bringing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
I was just
that's what concerns
feeling
me.
Out the
it's
situation.
Just not fair that my son is just going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. What were we talking about?
Oh, that's right.
Cold medicine. Which one are you on? Give us a call.
We know which ones you're on.
I'm on all of them right now. And this would, you know that I curse like a sailor.
Yes.
I curse a lot. I don't
creatively,
like
yeah.
it when, like, there was an HBO show called Deadwood, and I
dude,
wanted to watch it. But
every
like,
other word.
Was C,
yes.
S, F, every.
Harsh.
And it was off-putting for me. And I couldn't watch the show because of how much they curse.
I thought it was just me.
No, it was too much. And my wife told me, she's like, it's one of the best shows. You just got to get over the hump. And
it's a good, but it's, yeah, it's a lot.
But yeah, I couldn't take it. Well, apparently A Star Is Born Bradley Cooper says, let's see, he drops 54 F-bombs in 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Wait, in The Star Is Born?
Yes, he cusses a ton. I guess he's a drunk. I don't remember the original. I know it had Chris Christopher. And even that wasn't the original. Stop writing your message!
Exactly, there was
we
one
know there was four of them, right, and one of them with Liza Minnelli or whatever. Yeah. Stop it!
Exactly.
But like, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah, 2 hours and 17 minutes, 54 F-bombs is about 27 F-bombs per hour.
Jeez.
He drops 13 in one scene alone.
Oh, okay.
Where he's yelling at Ally, Lady Gaga.
That's a lot. So, and she's cussing up a storm, too.
I think it's mostly him.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was 54 just for Bradley Cooper. There's 100 additional F-bombs from the co-stars. So all totaled, 154 F-bombs in this movie.
It was rated R.
Rated R. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So okay, if we're going to go, I just want you to know.
There's going
to
be a lot of cursing.
There's going to be profanity.
But see, I don't think they can out-curse the creative cursing that you've obtained.
You're right.
So I'm used to
it. I'm going to. It's me against Cooper.
It is, I guess.
We got to rent a whole theater out so we have enough buffer seats in between us.
Yes.
And then you guys can watch and I'll curse the whole time and you tell me who does it better.
I'm down.
Cooper or me.
Ah.
Slacker and Steve.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.